I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There's a small window of opportunity in the Dominican Republic right now. Jerry Haig of Orphan's Heart says they're working alongside the country's president to change communities. In the Dominican Republic, single moms head up 40% of the families. Orphan's Heart is building a community center, church, and homes for vulnerable families. While they do need funding,
we need people to go with us, the volunteers to go and be the hands and the feet of Jesus.
Pray the needy will see Jesus through Orphan's Heart workers.
Anybody can go build a home. Anybody can take care of kids. Anyone can feed a child, but what we offer is an eternal impact and an eternal relationship with our Savior Jesus Christ.
Next, despite hope that a regime change would spark freedom in Libya, Christians there say conditions are actually deteriorating. An Open Doors field worker says that last month, increasing numbers of believers faced hostilities, detainment, and even deportation. Several of them have been severely mistreated, and one died while behind bars. This contact also says that the families of those who were arrested were told that the Christians would be charged with espionage. What can you do? Pray. And Compassion International has a new president, Wes Stafford, stepping down in September. Compassion spokesman Tim Glenn.
Wes has been with Compassion for 35 years, but he's been our president for the last 20. And he has decided to retire. The board has unanimously announced that Jim Miotto from Willow Creek Association will be our new president and CEO.
The new president inherits a ministry that reaches 1.4 million kids in 26 countries in the name of Christ. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got a presence on Facebook. Just search for us, Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.